Feeling Her Presence by Katya Szymulski, narrated by Lily Ward. The forest passes by unnoticed, tiny villages, smaller towns, fluffy sheep in a tranquil meadow. When I get too dizzy looking at everything up close, I rest my eyes on something in the distance. Similar to our everyday life, focus on what gives you a boost and makes you feel energized right now. Every now and then, we experience a communal jolt. We, meaning the very few passengers on the train traveling in the same carriage on the way to somewhere. The carriage lurches and someone looks up. I stretch my neck a little in the hope of finding a more comfortable position in the squeaky seat. The seats seem to be specifically crafted to stop you from falling asleep. Perhaps that is the whole idea. When I travel by train, I always look out the window, which always leads to a stiff neck, but I simply cannot help myself. Rain drizzles down lightly across the open countryside, like a slow, languorous kiss. I can see how the really heavy rains hide in the clouds above. A downpour in waiting. The clouds darken into near bluish black as they wait to open the floodgates and set the deluge free over our heads as we sit here encapsulated in this padded giant of steel. I want to bathe in this rain, take off my clothes, and lie there as the heavens open. Bring it on. Let it fall upon my body. The carriage lurches again on its black track, and now it is my turn to look up. My eyes are drawn to a woman traveling backwards, thus facing the other side of the aisle. She's reading a newspaper. You know, the crisp type, that really rustles, and she is drinking something out of a paper cup. For a few seconds, I study her fingers holding the cup, before I spot the little string and a label of a tea bag hanging over the rim. I can't see what type of tea it is. She's too many rows away for that. Her fingers look cold. She takes tiny, cautious sips, and I imagine she only has really bought that tea in the hope of warming herself up. There is a chilly draught in the carriage, but I have, per usual, more clothes on than needed, so the nip in the air doesn't bother me. I would like to offer her my scarf, currently lying tangled and unused on the seat next to me. Would that be weird? In my mind, I picture her giggling and then confessing to being a little bit cold. She would ask if I want to take a seat next to her, if I don't mind traveling backwards. I don't. I visualize sitting next to the woman and looking over at the seat I just vacated, where my real body has remained. What does it look like? What do I look like? I realize I'm staring too intently at the woman and quickly divert my eyes out the window, even though she doesn't seem to have noticed anything untoward. We enter a tunnel and there is a sharp hiss rushing through the carriage. I glance fervently at her in the dark, but cannot see anything but fuzzy contours, and as we suddenly come out into broad daylight again, our eyes meet. I look away immediately. I should have known. Of course, she cannot read her newspaper in a pitch dark train.